حياك الله يا بطلحة، بارك الله فيك. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. There is no delay to say after sunrise, before sunrise and before sunset is the most preferred timing for this adhkar, adhkar al-sabah al-masa. This is no delay for it, يا أخي. No specific delay to prove that. No, just that, يا أخي. This kind of opinion, even though it came from lots of ulama, but you must understand it being built on a wrong imagination. Do you think that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was reciting the adhkar of sabah and masa, adhkar of morning and night, he recited like you recite the one page in Quran, or he recited like if all of you one dua? It's amazing, ya akhwani fillah. Some brothers, they sit for 10 minutes and they recite 20 dua, 15 dua after each other, like have they recite one page from the Quran. Do you think that the Prophet he was doing it like that? If he was doing it like that, why no companions mentioned for us all this adhkar together in one hadith? Why this came from Ibn Umar, and this came from Shaddad Naus, and this came from Ibn Abbas, and this came from Aisha, and this came... Why like that? Because that it's built on ease. No need to restrict it on the people. It's on ease. One day the Prophet mentioned this dhikr. Then after that, when the Prophet mentioned this dhikr, when he's in his house, he mentioned this dhikr. Then when he go out in masjid, he mentioned this dhikr. That's why that came through Aisha, and this came through Ibn Umar, and the Prophet one day he's there, and he mentioned this dhikr. You understand? يعني like this, I'm not conditioned to mention all of it together every day. Can we mention this few today, and other few after tomorrow? Then like that, slowly, slowly possible, no problem. Then maybe he's authentic, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you would mention all of it together, no problem. But don't mention like you mentioned the one that you recited, like you recite the page of the Quran. You understand? This is how we understand the behavior of Muhammad SAW, and this is how we practice the religion according to how the form was practiced exactly in his time, alayhi salatu, like how he did it, alayhi salatu wasalam. Mafhum ya akhwani fillah. So if you understand that, it's built, that how he recited being built on ease, means even the time of it will be on ease. أذكار الصباح والمساء. You know, صباح والمساء. صباح means morning. مساء means night. Correct or no? فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون. تمسون morning. تصبحون night. تمسون night. تصبحون morning. تمسون means start from the maghrib. تصبحون means start after أذان الفجر. So from that time, you do the أذكار slowly, slowly until you finish it. Same thing for the مساء. From that time, do the أذكار slowly, slowly until you finish it. You understand, أخي بارك الله فيك. Even if it became after the sunrise, even. But to mention the adhkar after عصر, يعني حقيقة يا أخي, it's conflict with قول الله تعالى, تمسون. If they say, يا أخي, قال الله تعالى, فسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها, يا أخي, this is not أدلة. There's no دليل clear to tell us what is the benefit of the specific time for the adhkar of صباح المساء. فسبحان الله حين تمسون وحين تصبحون. لا, قال تعالى فسبح بحمد ربك قبل طلوع الشمس وقبل غروبها, يعني الصلاة, صلاة الفجر وصلاة العصر. هذا قول عامة أهل التفسير. فسبح يعني صلي وقرأ القرآن قبل طلوع الشمس, معناه صلاة الفجر, وقبل غروبها صلاة العصر. Nothing connect with أذكار الصباح والمساء. يا نسى أخي, this make it easy like that, بارك الله فيك. And this is the correct opinion, والله أعلم.